Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome everyone sa panibagong episode ng Machong Chismisan. Ako nga pala si Makoy Pare, your showbiz bro, ang inyong corporate slave at ang inyong resident macho next door. At kung mapapansin nyo, wala si Ingo ngayon kasi meron na naman siyang syphilis. Alam niyo naman, pabalik-balik yung syphilis ni Ingo. Hindi basta-basta natatanggal yan. So kasama pa rin natin ang taong kumukompleto sa Macho Trinity, pinakamabangis, pinakamalakas, at ang pinakamaraming pinapalo sa Instagram, si Tito P.
Tito P, your tech dito. Fuck
you. Siya po ang Master Hans ng Machong Chismisan. Lagi niyo pong tatandaan. Pag pinapalo ni Master Hans, pinapalo din niya ni Tito P. At kasama po natin, since wala nga single, kumuha ulit tayo ng import fresh from our expensive Sun Edition kasama sa ating brother podcast na siya na lang magpapakilala mamaya. Walang iba kundi si Fade Longboy. Fade!
Hello! So dahil walang bastos ngayon, ako na muna ang hahalili kay Ingo.
Okay. Napakalaking, alam nyo Fade and Tito P, napakalaking kawalan kay Ingo itong episode na to. Kasi to be honest, ito yung isa sa pinaka matagal nang hinihingi sa ating i-guest dito sa Machong Chismisan, Tito P. Wala ka pa dito sa Machong Chismisan, Tito P. Ito na yung isa sa mga hinihingi magmula nung nag-start kami. Alam mo naman, Tito P, isa lang ang kaya nating ipaglabang. Hindi tayo number one podcast, pero tayo ang longest running comedy podcast. And isa sa mga main inspirations natin. Kaya baka hindi mo alam kasi yung backstory, Tito P. Alam mo na ba yung full story, Tito P, kung ba't nagsimula yung Machong Chismisan?
Dahil nagsimula ka muna sa Good Times with Mo sa morning show.
Oo.
Dun sa Machong Chismisan na segment.
Oo.
Tapos...
Pero hindi lang yun. Alam na nila yung buong history na yun. Pero Fade and Tito P, ang isa sa main reasons dahil kaya nagsimula ang Machong Chismisan, syempre meron tayong inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi, yung inspiration na yun, isa din sa pinakamahabang radio show na rin right now ngayon. At isa na masasabi na rin natin sila yung nasa pinakataas ng game pagdating sa mga radio shows.
Institution.
Kaya lang pangit pa si pag sinabi mo institution, pinapatanda natin masyado. Pero parang pag sinabi mong nasa radio, isa sila sa mga gustong gayahin at madalas din ginagaya. Tapos pag ako, gusto ko pag sumikat ako at nagkaroon ako ng career sa TV, Tito P, gusto ko yung mga ganitong level. Kasi ito yung mga ano eh, hindi masyadong halatang ng bababae kasi nasa gilid lang masyado.
Hindi pa halata?
Hindi pa halata yun sa lagay na yun.
Hindi pa halata sa lagay na yun?
Hindi pa. Pero alamin natin, role model talaga to. Role model. Trendsetter sa industry, role model ng kabataan, at isa sa mga radio idols ko, walang iba kundi si Sam YG. Hi Sam!
Yun!
Welcome.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening to this podcast from Machong Chismisan. Kala ko Machong Chambahan, ganun. Machong Chismisan pala to.
Alam mo, pare,
nakaka-excite to. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. Nakakataba naman ng puso.
Hindi, pero ano, walang BS yun, Sam. Talagang... maraming podcast ngayon na nagsimula dahil sa inspiration na ginawa ng Boys Night Out. Hindi lang sa podcasting world. Kasi syempre nagkaroon din kayo ng stint sa podcasting world nung first run ng podcasts dito sa Pinas. Pero yung ginagawa nyo rin sa radio, napakalaking bagay din para sa mga ano, gustong makakapasok sa radio. Parang kayo yung mga, yun nga, kayo yung nagsiset ng gold standard. Kasi nga, kayo yung isa sa mga number ones eh.
Thank you. Actually, ano ba? Running almost going 17 years.
17 wow. years. Oh.
Kunti na lang, 18
I think
na.
Longest running na same cast.
Same cast
of hosts. Ah, oh.
Teka, 17 na ba yung kasama ka?
Yes, kasi 3 months lang naman nag-start yung Boys Night Out. After 3 months, sumali na ako.
Ah.
Una si Logan.
Si Logan.
Boogie Nights, parit. Iba manyakan doon. Ibang level.
Iba rin naman kasi si King DJ Logan. Respeto tayo kay King DJ Logan. Pero syempre, ibang flavor din yung dinala mo nung pumasok ka na rin sa Boys Night Out. And I guess...
Curry, kebab, mga ganun flavor dala ko.
Inigilan mo pa. Siya din pala magsasabi.
Shawarma sauce. Parang tiniram mo lang ako pa.
Hindi, so with that joke, siguro may lisensya na tayo with Mumbai jokes. Pwede na.
Oh, isa yan.
Pero Sam, di ba before you went to Magic 899, alam ko, ang isa sa pinagsimulan mo, you were with 99.5 RT and ironically, you were also with another Sam, with Sam O. Oh. Mornings din yun, di ba?
That was also a morning show. Sabay ka na Mo at that time.
So how was it during that time na you were coming in and you were competing with Mo Twister? Was there ever pressure or medyo startup pa sila noon?
No, they were actually doing, I think yun yung medyo
putok ng tapid. Ano, no?
Oh, pinutok ni Mo. I mean, hindi pinutok ni Mo, pero kapo tama, kaputo ka niya. Ito yung parang 40 forbidden question days, eh, remember?
Diba?
Ito yung parang pare, tinatanong si na Hayden how big your dick is, tinatanong kung sino-sino dumarating, diba? Sa station, tapos ang daming nanonood. So, if we're just talking about pressure and ratings, pare, they really had the ratings. So, me coming in to do a morning show with Sam O, eh, hindi naman kami pwedeng, you have to find a different style of radio and comedy. Uh-oh. But of course, the pressure is there. Kasi kaya naman kayo nilagay doon is feeling la, okay, kahit paano may laban to. Diba? Mm. Maybe a different target market, pero may laban to. Pero at that point, with all due respect kay Mo, parang tindi nang ginagawa niya noon. Mm. Diba?
Pero ano ba, yun ba yung first show mo? Or was mayroon pang iba bago yun? Kasi was there a conscious effort to put you and Sam together and was your name derived from Sam Odin? O walang kinalaman?
Walang kinalaman. Nag-start actually ako sa Magic. Oh, okay. I was a campus patroller. Parang junior jock at that time. Tapos maniwala kayo sa hindi, ang morning show pa nun, si Tony tsaka si CJ the DJ.
Oh, yun. Medyo naalala ko pa yun.
Ang tawag ng sa show nila, The Doghouse.
Okay.
So, oh, para yung gimmickero. So, laging medyo basag-basag papasok ng show, no? Ako yung parang alalay nila, atchoy nila. Ako taga-timpla ng kape. Ako taga-alagay ng commercials, no?
Ikaw yung Chino Liao. Ikaw yung Chino Liao.
Parang ganun. Oo, basta ako yung atchoy nila. That's how I actually started sa Magic. I wasn't being paid for that.
Okay.
Walang bayad yun. Kasi college, ano, parang training eh. College student job.
Internship.
Training. Okay lang. Oo, yun. Masaya naman. Diba? Daming libre. Daming chicks. Sige, laban. Eh, after a while, sa 99.5, yung boss nila doon, sabi nila, pwede ba naming piratin yung ano, yung bata nyo? Since hindi naman binabayaran, we're offering him a job talaga na may bayad.
Pero medyo umu-on air ka na ba noon? Kasi para magkaroon na interest sa yung 99.5, you must have been doing something pretty good.
Yes. Ang character ko nun, Shivakar.
Shivakar was already alive during that time.
Okay. Yes, Mumbai na ako nun. No? That was 2004.
Well, technically, pinakanaka pa lang.
Ay, hindi ko alam eh. Ano,
basta nung 2004. Akala ko kasi character lang na Mumbai ka. So, Mumbai ka pala talaga.
Ang pangalan pa ni Shivakar nun, Rafiki.
So, last name ang Shivakar?
Hindi, man.
Rafiki talaga.
Rafiki.
Oh. Ah, okay. Same character kasi pero different name.
Oo, oh, ang style nun, sa show na morning show, si Tony tsaka si CJ, may segment, no? Parang Rafiki knows.
No?
Tapos natawag ako parang, eto na, di ba? Eto na si Mr. Rafiki. Sisigaw ako sa kuweba. Rafiki, ki. Parang gano'n, parang. Ba't hindi, So, umaga pala para yun yung ano, yun yung
ang ganda
namin.
Ng umaga na yan.
Oh, exactly. So yun ang nangyari. Rafiki yung kanata. So I'll give like parang readings, astrology for the day. So may ginagawa akong ganun. So, pero that was like a 2-minute segment.
Okay. Pero ano ha, I would really understand that yung 2-minute segment na yun, malaki magagawa nun. Kasi ako, I started with Magic sa Good Times. Mas mahaba ng konti, 15 minutes, yes. Pero napakalaki nung naitulong sa akin. And sa'yo, swerte rin na nabigyan ka ng break with 99.5 since yun nga, dun ka na, na-pirate ka nga ng 99.5. Pero, how long yung tinagal ng show nyo together with Sam?
That lasted about a year and a half, mga ganun din.
And yun na ba yung pagkapirata sa'yo ng BNO naman?
Oh, at that time, boys, so si Mo was established, of course. Oh. I came from Magic. Kumusog ako ng 99.5. Si Logan, nagkagulo. Sila ng Boys Night Out, no? Mm. That was March, to be exact, March of 2006.
Yun yung sumulpot siya bigla sa kabila, di ba?
Oh, March 2006. I think it was March 4, 2006, nabuo yung boys na ito.
Mm.
Tapos by May, ay June, by June of 2006, nagkagulo si na Boys Night Out.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nga, umalis si Logan, sumulpot sa kabilang stasyon. At that time, parang bigla siya nawala. He stopped going to work. Walang pasabi.
Mm-hmm.
Parang awol.
Mm-hmm.
I, on the other hand, was still doing the morning show with Sam O. But I got suspended for 10 days by the KBP.
Kasi hindi naman hindi naman Rafiki Kiki yan kasi ibang show na yan eh.
Hindi, iba na, tinanggal ko ni Rafiki, Rafiki Keeper. No? Si Rafiki kasi siya yung key keeper.
Oh, tama.
Ang ganda.
Ang ganda nun.
Rafiki Keeper. Ito si Rafi, the key keeper. Parang si Rafiki, diba? Rafiki Keeper.
Lusot.
Okay.
Lusot.
Anyway, ito na. Ang nangyari, I got suspended kasi ang while Mo was doing his 40 forbidden questions, ang tirada naman namin ni Sam O, prank calls.
Okay.
At that time, wala pang Google, wala pang Facebook Marketplace. Pare, bibili ka ng buy and sell na dyaryo. Buy and sell na dyaryo.
Kung nakahawa ka ng buy and sell na dyaryo, guys, inuminin yung maintenance medicine nyo.
Ayun. Sasakit ng kasukasuhan nyo. Malapit-tapit na yan. Okay. Itong buy and sell, pare, ang ginagawa ko dyan, may hinahanap ako every night pa lang. Prepare ako for the show the next day. I was looking for different numbers to call, different people to call. Like there was this one person na makeup artist, no? Tapos in-interview ko on air, papamakeup sana ako para sa ano, sa lola ko, malaking okasyon, dahil pupunta, magkano makeup fee. Tapos sa dulo, sabi ko, kasi actually, ano, lamay ng lola ko, ikaw mag-makeup.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It was all live. But I wasn't suspended for that. I think the call that got me suspended is tumawag ako ng tawag dito ng breeder ng cock. Sari, cock breeder.
In character ba to? Sarili mong boses?
Sa YG to.
Sa YG, okay.
Hi, gusto ko lang I called about 8 in the morning. So, hi, good morning. Gusto ko lang i-inquire sana yung cock nyo. No? Tapos, ang sumagot, yung misis. Oh, hindi yung mister, yung misis. Hindi yung cock breeder mismo. Sabi ng misis, ano po yun? Hindi ko po kasi cock yan. Cock po ng asawa ko yan. So, syempre ako, eto na, gagana ni utak mo. Bibilisan mo na yung ano, target mo. Ay ko, nga, gusto ko sana makita yung cock ng asawa nyo. Kung okay lang. Siya naman, sumasagot siya, rekta-rekta lang. Ano po? Binigay, sige, saan po kayo? Sa may Bulacan, doon makikita. Sabi ko, ano po kasi ako? I have no idea about cocks. No? I'm starting out pa lang. Sabi ko, gusto ko sana malaman paano mag-alaga ng cock. Gusto ko kasi palakihin yung mga cock, di ba?
Dapat naman talaga naman pinapalaki yung cock.
Oo, ayaw ko maliit yung cock ko. Gusto ko palaban, no? Pag nakakita ng ano, may nakikita, yun, inuuga, talaga malaking cock, palaban, yun. So ito si Missy, sagot naman ang sagot. Sabi niya, opo, mayroon po tayong mga feeds, kami po bahala, instruct po namin sa inyo. No? Ganyan-ganyan. Finally, sabi ko, tatignan ko talaga, sabi ko, may question ba po ako? Paano niyo po pinapaliguan yung cock ng asawa niyo? Binabasa niyo? Kasi kailangan niyo malaman eh.
Oo, tama naman. Talaga. Diba? Tama naman talaga. Baka mamatay yung cock pag pinaliguan. Diba? Baka sipunin.
Exactly. Kasi I've
nobody wants a sipunin cock. Diba?
Correct. Diba? O baka sipunin. Diba? Tumalseko. Diba?
Diba?
Anyway, tama. Sagot naman siya ang sagot. Finally, I think we were on the call for about 20 minutes and finally she passed it over to her husband. Kasi ang last question ko sa kanya, sabi ko, Madam, pag natalo ba sa sabong, ay syempre, yung cock, pinalaban mo yan, eh, diba? Sabi ko, pag nanalo yung cock, natalo yung cock, Do you eat the cock?
Valid. Karne yun eh, sayang.
Bibili ka ba ng manok? Eh, meron ka na dyan, di ba? Oh. So, do you eat the cock? Di ba? If the cock is dead, will you eat the cock? Sabi niya, pinasa niya sa asawa niya ngayon.
Okay, no?
Oo, edi na medyo nagkainitan on air. Sabi niya, sino ko ba? Ba't tanong sa misis ko? Sabi ko, sir, sorry. Starting lang po ako. Gusto ko matuto about cocks. No? Uh-huh. Sabi ko, kung meron nga subject na cockology, gusto ko sana mag-enroll. No?
Cockology
ang po. Oo, BS cockology. Para talaga matuto ka sa mga cock. Anyway, sabi ko, ulit ko lang yung tanong ko. Sabi ko, sir, tatanong ko lang po, yung cock po ninyo, let's say, no, natalo sa sabong, can you eat your own cock? Talaga ko, in those words, pare, in those words, wala ko iniba doon. Sabi ko, do you eat your own cock? Ah, nagalit. Sabi niya, gago ka pala eh. Hindi na gago mo lang yata ako eh. Pero sinagot niya, sabi niya, a true cocker will never eat his own cock. Tapos minumura na niya ako on air. Ayun, patay.
Offensive naman talaga, Sam. Ikaw naman kasi, ba't mo naman ipapakain yung cock niyan sa kanya?
Di ba makunat yun?
Halo na eh. Patay na eh.
Makunat ang cock na panabot.
Pero, ayun. Sorry, go, Fade.
Like, curious lang ako sa age ni Sam during that time. Kasi, of course, di ba, medyo, pag medyo bata-bata ka, medyo matatakot ka mang ibato yung mga ganong klaseng words. Lalo na on air. Lalo na may mga seniors ka na mas... Seniors, literally. So, paano yung...
Senior
ano yung age
senior,
mo nun?
Ang ganda.
Literal na senior.
Sawid mo yan.
So, paano yung ano... ano ba yun? May go signals ba sila sa'yo? Parang gumagano ba sila sa'yo sa labas ng booth? Nagta-thumbs up ba sila sa'yo?
Wala. At that time in the morning, wala pang tao sa booth. It's really about, you know, of course, taking risks. Like, you know, you want to do something. Wala. You have to take a risk. You have to push the envelope. Sabi nga nila, di ba?
Correct.
Kumbaga, if you're doing the same thing, wala kang pagkakaiba. Especially if you're up against, you know, big competition. You better, di ba? You better do something different or something, you know, spectacular. Kundi, edi, parang kung sumusunod ka lang in the footsteps, di ba? Ano bang ginagawa mo? Di ba? You wanna be different. Oh, para maalala ka, always leave your, kumaga, signature mark or your signature, you know, everything you do.
Balik tayo kay Sam.
Sige, may tanong lang ako mabilis. Kasi nung panahon nakasama mo ba si Sam o... Ano na ba siya nun? Christian na ba siya nun?
Parang hindi pa.
Ay, hindi pa.
Pakalat-kalat pa siya nun.
FHM pa siya nun, no?
Oh, yun mismo. Yun yung time na yun. Oh.
At babantay sa ang gipsal.
Gago, nagbabantay ng sa gipsal. Gago. Pero,
hindi kasi may Sam eh. Ay, sorry. Sige.
Kung ano, pwede nga naman talaga si Sam.
Puts the Sam yung
sangyupsal. Pwede. Pero when you decided to transfer to BNO from that show together with Sam O, was there ever any issues or okay lang naman yung transition nun?
Like I said, after that call with the cock, I'm never gonna forget that, diba? Because that's what got me suspended for 10 days and I think ang fine ko for that was 120,000 pesos. For malaki. Doing that prank call. Oh, malaki. Pero, malaki sa KBP.
Binayaran mo ba?
Yung luckily yung station, binakap naman ako. Sila nagbayad.
So buti at least ikaw nagbayad ka ng fine. Mayroon kasing mga hindi nagbabayad ng fine. Anyway, sige.
Oh, yun lang. Oh. So, I was suspended for 10 days. Habang nangyaring suspension ko, eksakto umalis si Logan during those 10 days.
Okay.
So, when I also got the call from Magic na, oh, gusto mo ba lumipat dito? Kasi yung boys na ito, dalawa na lang sila. I think it was Tony who called me or James Bang. Sabi, gusto mo lumipat?
James Bang.
Oh, sige. Game. Oh.
Pero ano, since suspended ka, walang issues with 99.5 RT management noon? Wala namang naging problema?
Wala naman.
Ah, wala naman.
Maayos naman yung pagka-exit ko until I'm still friends with all of them.
Ayun. Okay, so eto, punta tayo dun sa phase na yun, boys night out. Yung boys night out, siguro masasabi mo ba na life-changing para sa iyo yung boys night out? Kasi
of course
oh, parang para sa akin synonymous na kayong tatlo with boys night out eh. Parang well, you added Gino to the equation.
No, si
pero
Gino yung latest.
Whenever you say boys night out, automatic Sam YG, Eric, Slick Rick, and Tony yan. Gano'ng ka thankful for boys night out, and gano'ng ka laking pagbabago ginawa sa buhay mo ng boys night out?
Well, I think there's such a big change na nangyari sa buhay because dahil sa Boys Night Out, of course, ano na eh, parang naging stepping stone to, di ba, TV gigs, all these TV shows. Tawag dito, nandyan yung mga hosting, nandyan yung mga babae, nandyan yung mga ano. Pero hindi na, bago, nagbago na ako. No?
Hindi, pero magpo-focus tayo doon sa babae mamaya.
Oh, sa past. Kasi past is past naman tayo.
Oh. Okay, ganito lang yan. Para malayong usapan, radio does not pay that well.
Oh, totoo, totoo. Sometimes pero, nga, it doesn't pay. Radio doesn't
exactly,
pay, di ba?
Oh. Pero, yung perks na kasama niya, kakaiba.
Totoo. Totoo yan.
So, in terms of that, life-changing, yes, the perks were different because a lot of people were listening to Magic. Of course, Magic was on top of the game. Mo was also still there. Tapos, nag-Boys Night Out pa. So, parang yung morning show namin tsaka night show, sobrang upak na upak.
Oh, both 6 to 9 shows were killing it, di ba?
Correct, correct. And Boys Night Out at that time was not 6 to 9. We were 9 to 12. That's the time that we started with. And it was so fucked up. I mean, that, we got some crazy shit going on.
Kaya yung mga radio tabloid.
Oh.
At hindi lang yan. Radio tabloids, we get callers at 11 p.m. Tapos, eto, may isang time na may tumawag. This is a real story, you know? Parang tumawag siya. Tapos kami, hello? Narinig lang namin, buzzing sound. So kami, hello?
Okay. Si Jollibee tumawag?
Kala ko ganun. Tapos kami, hello, hello, hello.
Okay.
Ganun.
Ay po, teka, alam na. Okay.
Tuloy-tuloy lang. Oh, pare. Ito. Yung kaming tatlo, tingin na kami, 11 na ng gabi. Sabi ko, pucha, patay tayo. Ay, kakasuspend ko lang, suspended na naman ako. Yari na naman ako nito. Sabi ko, sabi talaga, the caller said, I'm coming. Gumaganon. Sabi ko, pucha, patay. Ito na yun. Shit. Tapos ang karir ko. Mm. Buti na lang, mabilis yung slick rick. Sabi niya, you're coming? Coming from where? Lumusot. Lumusot.
Kung ngayon yun, baka Grab driver yun. I'm coming.
So kinat niya na yun. Pagbawi ni Slick, kinat na niya na yun.
Magaling. Pero aside from that, ano ba yung tingin mong pinaka-memorable na experience mo with Boys Night Out na talagang pag sininanong sa'yo, ano yung best memory mo ng Boys Night Out? Ano yung masasabi mo dun?
Pare, too many to mention. I think every year, it's not just on air, it's a samahan off air. I think that's what, it's not just a show. It's a brotherhood. So even off and on and off the air, talagang iba yung samahan namin. I think that's what makes Boys Night Out what it is. Because you can't fake that type of friendship. Di mo siya pwedeng artihin. Sige, on air lang tayo mag-hangout, off air hindi. There was a time when we were starting out, since we finished at 12, we'd be out, as in gaming kami, out of 7 days in a week. No? Out of 7 days in a week, siguro nasa labas kami at least 6 times a week. Pahinga lang, Sunday lang kami nagpapahinga.
Grabe, no? Pero ngayon mahirap na gawin niya kasi medyo umiedad na tayo, no? Kung sa kabataan siguro pwede.
One day pa lang yung recovery mo, parang po siya. Lord.
Ito ang ganda ng tanong na to galing kay Marky from the chat room. Kasi ang dami nga nagbukas na opportunity sa iyo nung sa Boys Night Out. And isa sa mga binigay na opportunity sa inyo yung This Is It. Kaputo ka ng showtime noon, 'di ba? So, ano yung pakiramdam niyo noon na you were competing with Showtime during that time. Grabe, ang lakas ng Showtime talaga nun. Tapos biglang dating kayo. Ano ba, you were coming in with high hopes o talagang kabado kayo nun?
Well, of course, the management of tape at that time, they were coming in with high hopes, diba? Kasi at that time, ang nangyayari, si Showtime, pinapanood na mas maaga sila sa Itbulaga.
Oo. Oh.
Diba? So kailangan maglabas ng pre-show si Itbulaga ngayon para hindi
stay
naman kainin yung ano. Magstay na sila. So there was a lot of pressure, of course, to be pitted up against the cast of Showtime. But as you all know, that sila superstars in their own rights, diba?
Oh, tama.
So it's very hard to compete, but it was a good run. Of course, you know, things like these, I always tell people, no, whether it's a radio show, a TV show, a hosting gig, para dyan masusubukan yung ano mo eh. Yung willpower, yung talent, ano, diba? Parang how bad do you want it? It's not the time to say na magaling ako eh. Hindi, patunayan mo magaling ka, diba? Do something about it, do something different, prove yourself.
Kung natapos yun, ano gaano ka long, ano ba medyo alam niyo na ba na parating or ano?
Medyo.
Was it a surprise then?
Hindi, alam na, parang ano naman eh. Kita mo, kasi they report naman the ratings eh.
So I think parang,
3 months, hirap din talaga.
Oh, medyo. Medyo mabilis din kasi yung This Is It eh. No? Parang correct, one correct. Season lang yata eh. No?
Oh, so pack it up, but you know, you can't take these things personally, diba? When things like these happen, it's not your fault, no?
Oh, okay.
I mean, they were at on top of their game. Parang kumbaga sina at let's say sa basketball, sina Jordan kalab mo. Kahit na, diba, bigay mo lahat, pucha, the Bulls were the Bulls. Mm. Diba?
Okay.
At that point, kahit ano gawin mo, para yung chemistry nila, yung superstar level nila, they were on a different level. It was really their time. Yeah. And you can't, I mean, you can have everything. I believe this. You can have everything, but you can't have everything at the same time.
Ayun. Question pala. Ibalik ko lang muna sa perks. Kasi na-curious ako. Since sabi mo nga maraming perks sa BNO, mga ilan chicks yung mga na-land mo?
Pare, di ko na maalala.
So ganun.
Pero may rule kami sa Boys Night Out. Bawal.
Ganun kalala.
Bawal i-date ang listener. Yung mga bumibisita sa station. Ay, mga bumibisita sa station. Mamaga, don't shit in your own backyard.
Pero yung guest pwede.
Pwede. Huwag lang yung mga visitors na listeners. Ganun.
Mm. Bukod sa mga... I mean, yung sa mga perks sa ganun, iniisip ko kasi since sa radio, parang kinakahon kayo in somewhat kung anong character nyo eh. So pagdating ba sa labas, for example, sa hosting, sa mga gigs na nasa labas kayo, outside radio, ano ba, nire-request ba sa inyo na, uy, dapat yung parang sa radio or parang, alam mo yun, may ganun ba?
Well, I think when they get me to host an event, parang ina-expect mo na yun. Kumbaga, di ba, meron ka sigurong choices ng host. Di ba, you have so-and-so, meron ganito, meron ganyan. So I think pag pinili nila ako, they're already expecting a certain type of comedy, a certain type of, you know, character. Kundi, marami namang ibang host, di ba? Pero they get you for that reason.
Nice.
Saka nakita ko na yung isang hosting gig mo sa wedding ng ano ng friend namin. So sobrang solid eh. So kung ano nga yung humor na in-expect mo sa ano sa BNO, medyo naka-tone down kasi syempre
correct. Syempre formal event pa rin siya.
Formal event pa rin siya, pero ano na siya, hindi kasi iba yung humor sa BNO. So parang sumusundot ka pa rin naman ng medyo green jokes, pero hindi siya yung ano eh. Hindi na siya yung
kasi kung ganun ka solid. Kasi syempre naman kung hindi ka rin, you don't also, like I said, you know, give your signature move or you don't do that. Eh, parang dami-dami pwede naman magbasa ng script o diba mag-host. Diba? And that's how people remember you na parang okay mag-host ng wedding yan. Kuhanin mo yan sa, ano mo, sa wedding mo. Diba? And that's how the word spreads.
Yeah. Yung via recommendation and word of mouth.
Oo. Doon nanganganak. Not just weddings. We're even talking about corporate events and whatnot. Yeah. I practically know, you know, all the events, event the planners and whatnot, from weddings to corporate. And halos yung katrabaho ko lahat yan. So it's really that relationship you build.
Nice.
Saka,
I mean, gusto ko na ask yung fame nyo. Like you started from radio, then exposed ka sa TV. Naramdaman mo ba yung difference nung, let's say, fan base or certain demographics na na-attract mo? For example, pag pumunta ka sa labas, parang, feeling ko TV fan to. Then, alam mo, can you differentiate that?
Of course, I think you can. I think if there's one show that put me on the map when it comes to TV would be Itbulaga.
Itbulaga.
Diba? Because I think I was there for a total of 7 years, putol-putol, in three different... eras or different years. But syempre, like sa, for example lang, no? yung mga security guard, pare, solid na yan. Itbulaga fans yung mga yan. Diba? Yung mga tao naman sa corporate world, malamang they don't get to watch Itbulaga kasi man nagtatrabaho sa office ng mga yan. Diba? Walang time, manood ng noontime show yung mga yan. So in terms of demographics, yes, there's a difference in demographics of people who watch noontime shows and people who listen to Boys Night Out, especially it's, you know, medyo English based din siya, may difference talaga in demographics. So yeah, I mean, malalaman mo, let's say Bigoto ka rin dia. Oh, si Shibaker. Oh, si Samuel nice. G. Mm-hmm. Oh, may gets mo naman kung mm-hmm. ah, ito, ano to, malamang Itbulaga fanatic to or BNO fanatic.
Pero need nating i-acknowledge ha. Kasi yung Shivaker character mo is galing siya sa BNO, di ba? Doon nag-start. I mean, and then, actually, bukod yun sa, ano, this is a stint mo with Sam O. Pero iba yung Shivaker mo sa BNO as compared sa Shivaker mo sa Itbulaga, di ba?
Yes. Kasi kahit yung Shivaker ko sa BNO, English-based eh. Mm-hmm. Yung Shivaker ko sa Itbulaga, of course, very, oh. ano, talagang Tagalog.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? You have to talk to the people in, who are in the karinderias, the people who are, you know, drivers, diba? Mga naglalaba. Yun yung market niyan eh. So I think with any hosting, any job you're doing, any hosting that you take on, like I said, pinag-usapan natin yung weddings kanina, diba? Pag-usapan natin yung Boys Night Out, pag-usapan natin yung MTV. I did MTV. I did Channel B for some time. Tapos nangyari rin yung podcast. You know, I also have, let's say, yun nga, Itbulaga. All these different shows, different media, diba? Iba-iba rin yung demographics. Iba-iba rin yung tawag dito, yung mga nakikinig, yung mga nanonood. So I think as a host, it's very important, no, to be able to speak to them. Kailangan mo malaman, let's say, kung Itbulaga yan, paano ba makipag-usap yung mga tao sa karinderya? Ano ba mga jokes ang trip nila? Because I can't use the jokes I use on Itbulaga on Boys Night Out. Kasi iba eh. Hindi ko rin pwede yung mga hirit sa Boys Night Out. Oh, I can't market, the Boys Night Out hirit. Oh, sa Itbulaga kasi parang sabihin na, ano siya sa saan? Ano siya sabihin ito? Diba? I can't use, let's say, what I use on Itbulaga sa isang wedding. Iba rin. I also can't use, diba? So I think as a host, I always tell people that first thing you do is study your audience, know who you're talking to, because that's the language that you will have to use when you are talking to them. Ganun din, then yung mga hirit mo, yung mga punchline mo, dun mabibase yun after a while, kung sino kausap mo. So I usually go to either my shows or my gigs an hour earlier at least, no? Para aralin. Sinoscope ko yung mga tao. Ano ba mga trip nito? Ito ba mga seryosong tao?
May site survey.
Social class.
Exactly. Mga social-socialin ba to? Englishin ko ba to? Tatagalogin ko ba? Taglish ba gagamitin ko dito? All these things matter.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yung transition mo from radio DJ to your first hosting gig. Paano yun? Like, of course, nasa boot kayo from a radio booth, tapos ngayon, kaharap mo na yung mga tao. Was it ano, nerve-wracking o medyo natural sa'yo o college ka pa lang ba? Medyo exposed ka na on in front public of people, speaking. Public speaking, ganun.
Actually, that's how I started. Kaya rin ako nag-pick up sa Magic kasi I usually host mga ano, mga general assembly ng college. No? But until today, alam mo, kakabahan ka pa rin eh. Kinakabahan pa rin ako when I get in front, on top of the stage or on stage because hindi mo alam kung papatok ka o hindi. Kumbaga, kahit aralin ko yung crowd, di ba? Minsan, hindi pa rin siya ano eh. Sure shot formula na, di ba, magiging patok ka, magiging funny ka, makakonect ka to the audience. So, minsan, you really have to adjust on the fly.
Mm.
Diba? Kala mo, okay, mga hirit mo, na-prepare mo na, pero hindi pala.
Adjust
so, adjust ka ngayon. Oo, adjust. Kakambo ka.
Kakambo ka.
Medyo off. Kakambo.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Yoka.
And katulad sa pagkambyo, dapat hindi halata. Kasi pag pinahalata mo, nagkakambyo ka, nakakahiya, di ba?
Oo, di ba? Dukot pocket lang tayo.
Ayun, so balik tayo dun sa camaraderie niyo sa BNO. Kasi, di ba, yung friendship niyo extends outside of the radio booth. Mm-hmm. So, syempre, sa mga tropa, hindi natin maiwasan yung mga away-away within the group. Meron bang instances na nagkaroon kayo ng malalang away within sa grupo nyo, tapos how were you able to address it during the show?
I think if there's one thing about boys,
not counted si not counted si Jojo
O baka masaktan doon si Bad Words ba?
Siya ba yung ginugulpi nyo?
Then, sabihin o, one thing that's I think I could proudly say about the camaraderie, the brotherhood. Never, we argue on air, off air, just for the betterment of the show. Pero wala pa kami nagiging away in the past 16 years. Wow. Na personal. Mm-hmm. Never.
Grabe.
Good. So patunay na magkakaiba ba kayo ng taste sa babae o ano? Kasi usually pag ano, pinag-aawayan.
Right. Iba-iba rin. Oh, syempre.
Tito B, isa sigurong pinakamagandang tanong dyan. Ano ba yung character ba na pinoportray nyo sa show? Kasi sa show parang ang mga pinakagago dyan, si Tony, siya nang lalabas na parang pinakababaero dyan. Parang ikaw yung medyo halo ng Magino at medyo bastos. At si Slick Rick yung parang goody two shoes. Yun yung medyo lumalabas na characters dyan. Pero sa totoong buhay ba, ganun ba talaga?
Well, sa totoo, I guess, medyo gano'n na rin kasi it's hard to fake na walang script eh. Diba? But we certain, of course, we have our own personalities and characters. But I guess, medyo accurate yung pag-describe mo.
Ayan, may tanong si Jomar J.
Siguro, eto naman. Sige, Jomar J.
Sa Creative Freedom, nag-away na ba kayo? I mean, siguro mga decisions nyo sa ano.
In terms of ideas. Or yung kung ano yung gusto nyong i-execute dun sa program.
May gusto kayo pasok pero hindi pwede ipasok.
Gustong katakbuhan ng show.
Ay nako. I think that's yun yung tawag dito, yun yung medyo sabi ko nga kanya, if we argue it's for the betterment of the show. So medyo if there's something like that na meron kaming hindi pagkakasunduan, it's for the show. And that has happened pero nare-resolve naman. Kasi pareho kami ng goal eh. Kaya kami nag-argue kasi pareho kami ng goal. Ito yung gusto namin mangyari sa show. So, in terms of that, para na may respect na, okay, ito kasi yung gusto natin ma-achieve. So, kahit mag-away tayo, alam naman natin na we're all working towards that. So, baka lang mas iba yung style natin getting there. Pero, yun yung parin yung gusto natin puntahan.
Ay, may question pala ako. Kaninong idea pala yung, di ba, nag-guess kayo ng mga chicks sa booth? Tapos yung pinapag-strip nyo sa booth yung mga guests yung chicks. Sino nakaisip nun?
Kami rin. Kami rin. Takot Tuesday.
Oo. Pakisabi salamat kung kaninong brainchild yun. Kasi lalo na nung naisipan yung stream sa Facebook. Doon ko naranasang nagda-drive ako, nag-stream ako ng Facebook.
Ayun, di ba? Patay, yun tayo eh. Nagda-drive ka. Diba?
Oo, masama yun. Sa ito, speaking of transitioning naman sa panibagong mundo, which is the internet world, yung BNO also to try to get a piece of the pie nung podcast market, especially during the early days. Katulad nung sabi ko, kasabayan namin kayo nung nauso pa yung unang dagsa ng podcast. Pero bakit recently parang nagkaroon ka ng panibagong podcast, yun nga, yung kasama mo si DJ Chacha. Pero hindi niyo yata binuhay ulit yung BNO podcast. Eh, parang sa tingin ko kung merong BNO podcast, isa yan sa mga podcast na talagang papatay sa lahat ng podcast, sa mangunguna sa lahat ng chart. Bakit hindi pa rin kayo bumabalik sa podcast?
Actually, I think it's just lahat kami medyo nag-venture din into other things, no? Parang everybody's also busy. Kasi of course, Tony has his businesses, his clubs. I also have my businesses. I'm also doing other things, diba? Shows and hostings. Slick is also, doing a lot of things. Gino is also busy. So I think to get us together pa to do a podcast, schedules pala medyo mahirap na. Ito pa nga lang, di ba? Pag guest sa podcast, medyo ano na ako.
Challenge
medyo kagulo na.
Na
yung schedule ko. Challenge na. I guess also we've gotten to the point na parang nabavalue na namin yung rest time. Di ba? Kasi for the past this, ano man, 15 years, upak na upak kami. Di ba? So parang ngayon, siguro if we have time to rest, we'd also rest.
Diba? Tsaka alos lang kayo, pamilyado na eh. Si Tony-Tony na lang ang walang asawa, di ba?
Walang chance yun. Tapos, I think another thing is also, we talked about it before, no? Now, if we're gonna do a podcast, hindi pwedeng parang BNO lang sa radyo na naging podcast. Kasi, going back to what I was trying to point out earlier, di ba? If you're gonna be doing something, kailangan medyo may differentiation ka. Correct. Diba? Ba't pa natin gagawin kung pareho lang naman? De parang either papatayin niya yung radio show or hindi papatay sa podcast.
Dalawa parang lang replay lang ang dating, no?
Correct.
Magiging redundant. Diba?
Parang napakinggan ko na tatlong oras, di ba? Tapos papakinggan ko ulit sa podcast. Tapos ganun din yung styles nila. Di ba? So it's either, no? I think, either mawala yung voice night out sa radio at maging podcast siya. No? Or focus tayo sa radyo, pero if we're gonna do a podcast, it has to be something different. Hindi pwedeng parang inaririg mo lang sa radyo kasi
ibang flavor.
One or the other will suffer.
Pero hindi niyo ba naisip na mas magandang yung type ng content na ginagawa niyo is pang podcast? Kasi at least sa podcast, wala kang KBP na ano aalalahanin.
Definitely. Oh. Definitely. But also with the podcast, yeah, we have to understand na you have to start from scratch, 'di ba? Hindi to kumbaga, di give up natin yung magic. Ibig sabihin, walang sweldo, 'di ba? Give up natin sweldo natin.
Sugal.
Ibig sabihin noon. And even 'di ba, starting from scratch, selling to sponsors, 'di ba? But on the brighter side, well, kung may makukuha sponsor, at least sayo 'yun. O sayo lahat 'yun.
Sayo lahat.
Oo, wala kang kahati. 'Di ba kasi like of course, being an employee of a radio station, we're paid by salary, 15 and 30th, diba? Ngayon, pag not like sa podcast, you're able to, you know, get a sponsor for your podcast, sayo yun, bahala na kayo. So, that only means that kailangan din namin ng sariling marketing team and everything, but the idea is there, I'm not gonna lie, no? The idea is there. So, yun lang. Parang, let's see the next 2 years kung anong mangyayari. Of course, podcasting is doing really well in the Philippines. I'm super happy for all the podcasts, you know, kasi na-appreciate na ng mga tao. Dati mga sa States kasi sobrang ano, podcasts have been around for a while. People really listen. Ngayon, yung mga Pinoy, ano tayo, may YouTube tayo lagi. Diba? Pero ngayon, na-appreciate na rin, may market na rin nakaka-appreciate sa podcast kasi it's something you could listen to kahit you're driving, may ginagawa kang trabaho, play mo lang sa likod. Na makakayang po siya enjoy eh. Di ba? Hindi mo siya kailangan tutukan ng full attention. Not like a video.
Ito Sam, itong question ko to medyo hard hitting tong question na to. I'm not really sure if everyone remembers yung nagkaroon ng bagong station before na namirata ng sandamakmak na radio DJs. And isa kayo sa nagstay sa Magic during that time. I know I'm not really sure kung totoo tong fact na nakuha ko na that you were really close into transferring to that station. I just forgot the name of the call sign of that station, pero sila yung nasa may
Silver City.
Yung madaming Silver City. What was the station again? U Radio. U92.
Hindi ba yung 92.3 to?
Tama, uh-huh. yun, right. Tama.
If my chismosa Marites friends are correct, muntik-muntik ka na daw malipang BNO. What made you decide to stay?
Well, of course, like I said, magic is magic. Diba? U92 was starting out and they had a long way to climb. Obviously, they did not also make the climb. Diba? tawag dito... So with something like that, not just, you know, the transferring stations, with everything you do in your career, these are things you have to think about very, very well. Diba? Dilipat ka, okay, ikaw nga yung superstar dyan, whatever. You're gonna get a lot of money for a while, pero sustainable ba? Hanggang kailan? Kasi pag tumiklop ng station na yan, okay, will it be enough?
May babalikan ka ba?
Oo, may babalikan ka ba? Kung wala, pag-isipan mo yan ng not just 2-3 times, Okay, then I'm going to go back to what we talked about earlier, na the perks of, you know, being on Boys Night Out. Sige, let's say na the for example, the salary, you know, isn't that great, but diba, you get your TV gigs, you get your hosting gigs. Having transferred, I think, to at that time U92, no, if I did transfer, I don't think the perks would be as much.
Ah, okay. Maybe I wouldn't be...
Correct. Kaya mataas yung sweldo, but at the same time, feeling ko I won't get as many hosting gigs, as many endorsements, as many projects, because it's technically a startup station. So these things you have to consider very well before making such a big move like that. So,
pero on a scale of 1 to 10, sorry, on a scale of 1 to 10, how close were you to transferring na?
Probably 8. 8, 9.
Oh, 8 na.
Naglabas na kontrata eh.
Ah, okay. Ano yun, the whole Boys Night Out crew ba yun? Or was it another show?
Ano, lahat.
Pero if ever, madadala nyo ba yung Boys Night Out trademark during that time?
We were supposed to. Kasi it's registered under us.
Okay, so hindi siya under sa station.
Oh, ito naman, ano, Sam. Balik tayo doon sa podcasting. Since hindi mo nga pinursue yung podcasting with Boys Night Out, sinurpresa mo na naman ng podcasting world. Ang dami-dami ng pwede mong makasama sa podcast mo, pero you went left field and you came in to the show together with DJ Chacha, which is from Amasa Station. Na isang kombinasyon na hindi mo ma-imagine na mangyayari. Kasi parang correct, langit at lupa na pagdating sa style, DJ Chacha, Sam YG, paano mo mapagsasama yan? Anong klaseng, it's a recipe for, it's not your typical recipe. Pero right
now, smart marketing yung, move yun, no?
Oh, no. Pero yun nga, yun right now, you're on the top of the charts. Kanino brainchild yan? Parang ang nakwento sa amin ni DJ Chacha nung nag-message siya, ay nung nag-guest siya sa amin dito, ano eh, tawag dito, ikaw ang pasimuno ng lahat ng kaguluhan na to. Ikaw ba talaga?
Ito sa lockdown project, pandemic brainchild yan, no? Siyempre at that time, hindi tayo makalabas. Sabi ko, okay, kasi normally sobrang busy, ang daming ginagawa. Ngayon sabi ko, perfect time. I can start something that I've always wanted to do, and that's a podcast. No? Because, yun nga, at least you can record when you want to. Diba? But sabi ko, going back to what I've said so many times on this podcast as well, na if I'm gonna do something, it has to be different. Okay. Hindi pwedeng gagawa ko ng nagawa ko na or normal na ginagawa ko. It has to be also a side of Sam YG na iba sa Boys Night Out. Kundi,
oh, totally different from Boys Night Out to.
Oo. Oh, pare-pareho lang. Diba? So, let's show another side na pwedeng, uy, may ganito, may angle din pala ng ganito. O pwede rin pala niya gawin to. Diba? Now, there were a few people I was considering for the podcast. Of course, Boys Night Out was una ko naisip, shit, gawa na kami yung Boys Night Out na podcast, pero ano, pero sabi ko yun nga, it's gonna be the same thing. Tapos, inisip ko, ano kaya kung, yun nga, puro, I want a podcast na sustainable, no? And inisip ko, what is a topic na kahit wala akong guest, pwede na yung pag-usapan na dire-dire-direcho ng matagalan. Sabi ko, pucha, love. Hindi naubusan ng tao ng love problem. And your love problems are gonna be different when you're a teenager. Your love problems are gonna be different pag nasa 20s to 30s ka. Iba na rin ang mga problema mo pag 30s to 40s ka na. At iba na rin ang problema mo pag may asawa ka na. Diba? But if there's one thing that's constant, love problems will always be there. Relationship problems will always be there. So, sabi ko, okay, I have what I, you know, my vision is already there for what I wanted to do. Now, step two, sinong co-host?
Oh.
Of course, like I said, dyan yung Boys Night Out, dami ko iniisip. Then I said, number one, kailangan pala, siguro kailangan ng babae. Kasi if it was, you know, all guys or two guys talking about love, paano kumuha ko yung perception ng babae? Kung meron akong love problem.
Sabi lang side. Oh, sabi lang side.
Ano mo ko yung opinion ng team B? 'Di ba? Kung puro team A kami dito, 'di ba? Sabi ko, let me get I narrowed it down to a post na babae.
And sino then, yung mga ibang na consider mo? Sorry. Para lang
of course, Susie was a big consideration. Ricky Flo was also a consideration because you know, ang dami magagaling na, na from Magic. But then again, yun nga from Magic. So it'll be practically same timpla. Kumbaga, yung timpla mo ng kape. Ito na rin yung sabi ko, teka. Okay, ibahin natin. Kuha tayo. So, yun, kasi sino pa yung mga nabibigyan ng love advice? Chacha was at MOR at that time. Di pa pinapasa rin yung ABS. So, she does the same thing. She gives love advice. Called her up. Sabi ko, Cha, you want to do a podcast? Sabi ko, kaya natin to. Recording tayo. We can adjust to each other's schedules. And, ayun, even in terms of, you know, promoting the podcast, selling it. Ako na rin gumawa ng presentation, ng PowerPoint. Presenting it to clients. I also do the marketing and sales for it.
Wow. Oh.
Ah, so ikaw yung naglakad para maging Spotify exclusive? Hindi siya yung nilapitan kayo ng Spotify?
We launched the podcast October 2022. I got an email from Spotify. I think this was... Nag-email sila sa akin ng January 20... Ay, October 2021, we started. Tapos, banda... Ay, teka, sorry. October 2020. So naka 1 year na kami. More than one. So October, after 6 months, when we started, after 6 months, I got an email from Spotify. Kala ko joke or spam.
Okay.
Sabi kasi, I'm so and so from Spotify, ganyan, wanna discuss something with you. Pero nireply ako pa rin. Sabi ko, sige, bahala na. Nag-set siya lang Zoom meeting. So we attended Zoom meeting and then they said na, oh, we saw the numbers of your podcast. We wanna make you a Spotify exclusive, which means you can't air your podcast
on other podcast platforms.
Correct. Can't also be on Facebook and whatnot. So it was super exciting for us. Then after a while, we signed with them. And then here we are. Over a year.
Kasi kami episode 100,
Episode 100 na yata kami. Sa Monday, episode 100 na kami.
Wow.
Kasi kami, Sam, we started April of 2014. Wala pa rin email si Spotify.
Ito nga. Makoy, magpaturo ka nga kay ano, kay Sam. Kasi October, January. Pre, walang tao na tayo. Wala pa tayong email sa Spotify.
Hindi ka nag-check ng spam.
O baka di napunta sa spam. Pero push na po. Tapos yun, I started making a deck. I started calling ano clients, companies. Sabi ko, there's a podcast.
So na-impress sila sa deck mo, no, Sam?
Malaki ba yung deck mo? Mahaba ba yung deck?
Maganda.
Show that deck.
Grabe.
Kamusta yung pagkaka-edits nung deck mo? Nilatag mo ba sa kanila?
Ay, nakapare. Ganda ng pagkalatag. Pagkakita pa nila parang shit.
Napanganga.
Shit.
So, yung pagkaka-prepare mo ng deck mo, yung sobrang spoon feed mo na lang, yung susubo mo na lang sa kliyente.
Mismo.
Nagustuhan naman ng kliyente yung deck mo.
So far, pare. May tip pa. Here's the tip. Sobrang nasayahan.
May graphics ba na explosion o wala nang ano?
Minsan talaga graphic. Sa mukha eh. Kasi kailangan face to face, diba?
Right in your face.
Oo, in your face.
Pero nung nag-Spotify exclusive sila, pumotok eh.
Pumotok.
Of course.
Naka-100 eh.
Siyempre, with the help of Spotify, pare, ang daming, di ba? They really help you with kasi para naging baby na rin nila yon. So it really helped with the
rating. Pero ano, but of course, katulad na sa, sorry, go ahead, sorry.
You know, it's also a matter of, you know, pushing harder and making it work. So for us, talagang, ano rin, isip din kami, we tried a couple of things, we're still trying new things. May mga celebrity who are getting into podcasting, di ba? I think sustainability is also, you know, very important. Consistency is very important, di ba? So a lot of people actually would come up with podcasts, pero siguro tatama rin after like, di ba? 1 month.
So it is safe to say na when you started your podcast, you were going hard talaga.
No, pare. Go hard or go home.
Oh, go hard or go home. Tama.
Oh, syempre.
Sam, with all the other projects out there, or radio shows, actually, lahat ng projects na nakikita mo doon, ano sa tingin mo yung project na sayang hindi ikaw yung gumagawa? Radio show, podcast, or anything na ano na parang, pucha, kung ako yan, mas kaya kong gawin yan, or ang saya siguro kung nandyan ako sa podcast na yan. Ano yung gusto mong mapuntahan na podcast?
Oh.
Bukod sa amin, ha? Kasi given na yun. Eh. Pero sige, ano?
Actually, marami naman masaya. Marami masaya yung podcast. Kaya Alex Calia, masaya rin. Champion din yun. Dito, nag-enjoy ako, di ba? Champion din. I mean, I think podcasting is very, ano, it's I think that's why people love it because it's so real. Tama, hindi mo kailangan magtago. Hindi naman sa KBP or anything. It's just people really expressing their minds. Whether you're popular, you're a celebrity or not, it's a free platform to really express your minds and tell people about who you are. Para, alam mo yun, medyo, you'd be surprised who would be listening. Diba, sino yung nakikinig?
At, yan, sino nakikinig. Kasi I'm kami, sure you get ako, also. Kasi kami, ako ha, gumagamit kasi ako ng Podmetrics. It's the best way to get your, ano, to get your metrics with your podcast. At nagugulat ako pag nakikita ko na, putik, meron kaming nakikinig sa amin sa Siberia, meron nakikinig sa amin sa ganito. Nakakatuwa na parang, putya, sino makikinig? Hindi ko alam na may nag-exist na ganyang bansa. Bakit may nakikinig sa akin dyan? So, kung kayo, gusto nyo malaman yung, kung nagpa-podcast kayo, gusto nyo malaman yung mga metrics nyo. Go to podmetrics.co. Use the promo code machong chismisan, no may space o wala pwede, and then makikita niyo yan, napakaganda diyan. Sam, sa tagal mo na ginagawa yung radio, sa tingin mo hanggang kailan mo gagawin yan?
Ako, for as long as I can.
Okay. Wala kang takot na ikaw yung mabansagan na yung mga lumang radio DJs na nandyan pa rin. Wala kang takot sa ganun. Parang okay lang sa'yo yung ganun.
Not at all, because I think ano naman eh, I'm also doing other things that tawag dito, that would also keep me busy. Not only that of course, you know, allows you to market myself, but aside from that, more importantly, I think it's me staying on top of my game at all times. So, you know, you could be whatever age, but it's a matter of being on top of your game. And I think that's very important to me when it comes to work. Parami nag-iisip, syempre, gago ako, whatever, mukhang koloko. But when it comes to work, sobrang seryoso ako. And with not just work, my craft. I think being a host, being, you know, pa-comedy, a radio host, I think I'm very particular with my craft. So, old, new, whatever, okay lang, mabansagan na ganyan, pero alam mo yun, when you're only as good as your last show, as your last podcast, as your last, you know, hosting gig. So every time you go out there, every time you record something, you know, do your best, go all out, or nothing at all. Kasi for all you know, that's how people are gonna remember you by.
Ikaw pala, Sam, all your life, nasa ano ka eh? Nasa social radio station ka. Have you ever wondered or nagkaroon ka rin ba ng inkling na tingin mo mag-work ka ba sa isang masa station katulad ng mga ginagawa ni DJ Chacha nila, yung mga iba pang nasa masa, Papa Jack? Tingin mo kaya mo mag-survive sa ganong klaseng environment? O
feeling ko kaya,
tingin mo mahirapan ka?
If I really wanted to, kaya naman. Like I mentioned earlier, no, na with everything I host, whether it's a event, a radio show, a podcast, a live, you know, a TV show, it's a matter of studying the market. And I think as a good host, it's really up to you to be able to adjust, to be able to, you know, to shift, to be able to connect to your market. So if you're hindi excuse na hindi ko market yan, sorry, diba? Kung magaling ka talaga, are gagawin mo ng paraan, you're gonna learn, diba? Their lingo, you're gonna learn their where they hang out. Siyempre, iba hang out ng mga yan. Hindi naman na hang out ng mga rebel-rebel yan, di ba? Iba rin ang trip ng mga yan. Aarali mo ngayon yan. If that's what you really want. If you want to be successful. It's part of your homework. It's part of being, you know, the best at what you do.
Fade, Tito P, isa lang gusto sabihin ni Sam doon sa sagot niya sa tanong ko eh. Pakakyo kayo, magaling ako kahit saan, pwede ako. Ganun yun. Kasi kung hindi ka may bilib, magandang mindset yan. Kung hindi ka bibilib sa sarili mo and you don't think you're the best at what you're doing, hindi mo magagawa ng maganda yung trabaho mo eh. So, napakaganda nung mindset na yon. Pero ito, Sam, babalik ako dun sa radio show mo. Kasi, pag sinabing Sam YG, synonymous sa pagiging babaero, tanggapin natin ang tingin sa mga members ng Boys Night Out, karamihan dyan. And pag sinabi, uy, trouble yan, Boys Night Out yan eh. Kaya nga, madaming chicks na nandyan, night out, lahat yan, lahat ng halos ng negative, yun ang iisipin sa member ng Boys Night Out. Pero, right now, bagong kasal ka, Paano mo na bingwit si Esa? Paano mo napatunayan kay Esa na tunay na pag-ibig ito at hindi lang basta-basta landian?
Pag ganyan naman, I think, at some point, maintindihan niya yung character that's being played. No?
Yun,
the entertainment side of it. Mm-hmm. And what who you are in real life. No, it's hard to date somebody that wouldn't understand that kasi talaga mag-aaway, magkakagulo kayo. So I think I'm super blessed to have somebody who understands me and supports me and pushes me to be the best that I can be every day. So, well, she understands that. And yun nga, not just boys night out, other things I do. But yeah, I have to agree with you na the show casts such a big shadow on us. No?
Tama.
That pag kami po pala sa tao, totoo yan. Instant red flag kami.
Totoo.
And even her friends told that her, naku, wag yan. Naku, yan yung mga manyak, yan yung mga gago sa radyo.
Oh.
And I've heard that so many times. And I'm not mad. Okay lang, no? Tawag dito, because that is the character we portray.
Tama.
So, hindi ka rin pwede magalit. Eh, pare, yun yung pinapakita mo eh. Kumbaga, for a person doesn't know you, nakikinig lang ng boys night out, ikaw yun. Diba?
Tama.
Hindi pwede sabihin sa akin na maayos ka kasi naririnig ko eh. Ikaw yun eh. Ikaw yung
gagawin. Ibig sabihin, effective ka playing the character.
Exactly. Diba? Now, if somebody is gonna take the chance to get to know you on a deeper level, diba? Beyond that, beyond the, not just boys night out, beyond whatever you do on stage, on TV, then I think you have something special. Diba? You have a real relationship. So I think I was able to find someone who's like that, si Esa. Not only understands, but also brings out the best in me and even pushes me to be better at whatever I do.
Okay. Ang ganda nun. Pero eto, now that you're married, are we expecting any changes on the way you present Boys Night Out? Or is it still gonna be the same? Kasi parang medyo off na sabihin na natin, okay, character. May mga girls na mag-guest dyan. May mga manlalandi-landi sa'yo. Hindi may iwasan yun eh. Kasi some YG ka eh. Pero, ano ba? Mag-veer away ba kayo ngayon doon? Kasi ako, bilang fan ng Boys Night Out, parang baka magbago yung paningin ko pag nagbago yung produktong dinadala nyo sa akin. Ano yung plano nyo ngayon? Kasi parehas na kayong may asawa ni Slick Rick. Yan din ba yung dahilan kaya ipinasok nyo si Gino sa grupo para may mas karapatan pa rin kayong mag-guest ng mga hot chicks? Ganun ba yun? Yun ba yung science nun?
I'm not gonna lie, that's not the first time na tinanong sa akin yung question na yan. No? And people are wondering, what's gonna change? And I think, you know, being funny or, you know, being in the line of comedy, I don't think it should stop because you have a wife, you're married, you have a partner. I think a truly creative person can be funny kahit di ka maging bastos, kahit, di ba, kahit hindi ka, tawag dito, hindi babae pinag-uusapan or whatnot. It's just a matter of being creative and packaging yourself in a certain way.
Yes.
Di ba? Will the show stop? Will Sam YG stop? No. I'm not planning to stop. Diba? Now it's just a matter of being more creative. It's probably a bit more challenging for me. Diba? I'm taking it on as a challenge na parang, teka, gusto ko pa rin maging nakakatawa. Pero syempre, meron ka na mga things na
kailangan iwasan.
Para sa NBA, diba? Every year may bagong rules. Diba? O teka, may bago tayong rules. Ha? Pero tuloy yung laro. Diba? Hindi ka naman tayong magsabi na, pare, may bagong rules. Bahala na kayo. Ayoko maglaro. Diba? They can say a Kobe would never do that. Diba? A Jordan would never do that. Oh, new Kaling rules next year. Hindi, ayoko na maglaro. Bahala kayo sa buhay niyo. Hindi, 'di ba? Okay, bigyan niyo ako ng bagong rules. That won't stop me from proving that I can do what I do. It'll just give me that fire na parang teka. Okay, may bago tayong rules. Pero kailangan pa rin gawin yung ginagawa ko. Gawin natin yan.
Kahit may ganyang rule, do-dominate ko pa rin kayo. Sam, alam ko kailangan mo nang umalis. Sam, sorry. Alam ko kailangan mo nang umalis. Pero last three questions na lang. Yung signature questions na binabato namin sa mga guests namin na kailangan sagutin. Yung una, Sam, ano yung pinapaborito mong mabahong amoy?
Ah, shit. Damn. Siguro yung medyas ko.
Yung paghubad mo kasi yung
gamit syempre.
Parang ano yan eh, parang barometer mo yan na kung gaano ka kapagod ng araw na yun eh, no?
Mismo. Iba yung sakit.
Nagawa pala talaga ng lahat ng
lalaki. Tumatambay eh, 'di ba? Minsan tumatambay
talaga.
Ikaw ba, Faye? Ano yung sa'yo? Mabilis.
Ingrown.
ingrown din, pares tayo. Okay. Next natin, Sam. Kung halimbawa, gagawing pelikula yung buhay mo, ano yung title and sino yung gusto mong artistang gumanap? Yung best friend Alden mo rin ba?
Sino ba? Siguro si Papa P. O si John Lloyd.
Good choice.
Papayag ka nun, ha? Papayag ka.
Papayag ako, pare. Ibigay ko yung rights. Siguro title, A Whole New World.
Okay. Ganda.
Light of Kipay. Hindi, kasi may light of pie, di ba? Saka yung pie, the light of Kipay.
Ganda na, napakasatal lang.
Ito na yung pinakalas.
Si Bombay yun, sa Clark of Pie, di ba? Yung Bombay, tsaka si pare, yung Peter Parker. Pare, sino ba naman tanga? Ikaw magsabi sa akin, sino ba naman tanga? Pare, na magbo-boat ka, nasa boat, sasama ka ng tigre. Pare, tanga mo pa.
Puta pare, tapos walang pagkain doon.
Walang pagkain, sasama ka ng tigre. Gago ka ba? Pahil lang gumagawa nun. Trip na, yan yung mga trip namin sa buhay. Pare, okay, wala tayong makain. End of the world. Tara, Tiger, sama ka sa akin. Punta tayo sa boat. Ano natin mangyayari, ha?
Pero at least, Sam, totoo yung sinasabi mo na, tingin gagawa ka ng bago. Tingin gagawa ka, dahil laging may bago. Diba?
Yun ang bago.
Sa kanya tigre. Sama siya ng tigre.
Tapos try ka lang ng try, pare. Kasi hindi naman lahat ng try mo gagane. You're not gonna be successful in everything you try, but that shouldn't, bring you down or say na parang shit, ayoko na mag-try. Kasi there have been so many things that I've tried or whatnot until I got my break on Boys Night Out. My break on Bulaga. But before that, pare, try lang ang try.
Tama. Kaya lang pag trinay mo magdala ng tigre sa bangka na wala kayong baong pagkain, baka yun yung last thing na itry mo. Wala na ibang matatry. Hula ko lang. Okay, for the last question, Sam, before we let you go, kasi yun nga, medyo overtime na tayo. Sam, ano yung paborito mong porn search term? Pagpunta mo ng XNXX, automatic, pack, ito na itatype ko. Bigyan kita ng context. Si Tito P, ano yung sa'yo?
Japanese AV.
Japanese AV. Si Fade, ano yung sa'yo, Fade?
Japanese crying. Dito lang. Basta Japanese AV pala, AV.
Japanese AV din. Yung isang co-host namin na wala dito, maniwala ako hindi, Sam, ang favorite porn search term ni Ingo, current events. So kung halimbawa,
May gera sa Ukraine
saka sa Ukraine soldiers ang hahanapin niya, mga ganun.
Or Russian teens.
Russian teens. ikaw sa ano sa'yo?
Step sibling Scott. Okay, bratty sis. Bratty, hindi bratty.
You're the best brother ever.
What are you doing, stepbrother?
What are you doing? Tama.
Can you help me clean my pipes? Diba? Na sila bago ko.
Sam, it's been an honor having you here. It's been actually ilang taon nang nire-request sa amin na any member of the Boys Night Out be a guest of Machong Chismisan. It's very sad that Ingo is not here, pero hopefully in the near future maulit natin to and we get to experience you guesting in Machong Chismisan again. We would like to thank you and the other members of Boys Night Out, Tony, Slick Rick, pati Gino. Sama na rin si Jojo, pati si Gino. With all the things that you have contributed to the Filipino people. Imagine hours and hours of being stuck in traffic, listening to you guys making it fun. Listening to radio is fun because you guys are there and you guys contributing to the whole podcasting world is this way because of the inspiration that you have provided to all the people that's listening to radio. And for that, on behalf of the Philippine people, thank you. Yan. And
on behalf of the Filipino people.
Oh, pari, syempre, pari. In one way or another, you've been touched by Boys Night Out. Not literally.
Not in that way.
Not in that way. So, Sam, anything you want to promote or anything that you want to say to the listeners of Machong Chismisan?
Yes, guys. Of course, thank you for listening to this episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. I do have a podcast. It's called Lechem Pag-ibig To. Type nyo lang in sa Spotify. Lalabas yan. Boys Night Out. We're on Magic 89.9. That's happening Monday to Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. Ayun, pakalat-kalat lang sa Metro Manila. May kita nyo ako sa Instagram, _SamYG. On Twitter, Sam_YG. I just want to remind everyone, you are who you vote for. No, vote wisely.
Yan.
Ito. Ang labanan para sa bayan at hindi labanan ng drone shots, no? So
kung boboto ka ng magnanakaw, malamang masalamang magnanakaw ka. So huwag kang boboto ng magnanakaw. Saka pumili ka ng tama. Okay. Pag alam baka magalit sila sa akin. Ano kasi naka-trademark yata sa kanila yun eh. Pag sinasabi yun, nagagalit eh. Anyways, Sam, again, maraming salamat sa time. I know you're a very busy guy and thank you for giving the time to Machong Chismisan. Nagiging Inglesero ko kasi social na social si Sam eh. Ang dami ko natutunan kay Sam eh. So, Sam, again, yun nga guys, mabilisan lang Tito P. Anong gusto mong sabihin?
Honesty is the best.
And Fade?
Maraming salamat.
At ako nga po pala si Makoy Pari, your showbiz bro, na lagi nagsasabi, lagi nyo tatandaan, ang tunay na macho,
Chismoso.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bleep!
Yay!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.